This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Mark Eaton, Master Impressionist of the Capitol Steps, Washington's premier musical satirist. And Mark, the primaries are over. We're into the general election season now. You guys must be licking your chops over there.
We love it. We love it. But, you know, I guess those Republicans better keep the cork in the champagne, for the time being at least, on that House Senate majority. And majority being the optimum word, I think. You know, Tea Party upsets in Delaware and some other places are going to make this kind of interesting coming up.
Oh, it's going to be interesting anyway. But yeah, now even the Republican game plan has been foiled by some of these activists, and we'll see whether people like the new look of some of these candidates or not. But any names out there out of all these primaries and upsets in different states that you guys are really hoping get elected, whether it's for their, well, probably less for their policy views, but more for their entertainment value?
Not yet. We haven't really looked at them that close. You know, if there's any of the candidates out there that are maybe cross-eyed or, you know, maybe just have random bouts of Tourette's or something, that'd be great for us.
Well, of course, there are a lot of different issues out there. The economy is the biggest one, and it's interesting how the parties are battling over that. But another one that I know the Capitol Steps are focusing on this week is the ongoing debate over whether or not there ought to be an Islamic cultural center, which includes a mosque right in the shadow of Ground Zero.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting that the supporters obviously say that it's Lower Manhattan, whereas the opponents say it's Ground Zero. So it's always fun to hear the spin, a cultural center versus a mosque and all this great stuff. So yeah, we didn't really wade into it until very recently, you know. We kind of just said, well, you know, if they want us to be tolerant, just put a barbecue pork joint next door and a Hooters on the other side, and then we'll see who's tolerant.
I guess so. Anyway, without any further ado, here's the Capitol Steps look at the controversy that's been dominating New York City politics and also national politics over the past couple months.
Start spreading our views. We're planning to stay and build a brand new mosque in it. New York, New York. Exploding our shoes is getting passé. We'll put a food kiosk in it. No pork, no pork. Why don't you come up to the city that never sleeps? 'Cause if you're real sleep deprived, barely alive, we don't seem like creeps. But wait, there is news. Our plans might delay. Not 'cause our opponents say, not in New York. No, we won't build it there, 'cause there's a bed bug scare. I mean, I'm an extremist, but some things are too extreme. That's just disgusting. Okay, we're through New York.
Oh, Mark, I think actually a lot of people are potentially more scared about the bedbugs. That's getting a lot of attention. People are canceling vacation plans and everything.
It really is. Now, knock on wood, I don't think we've had it terribly here in like the D.C. area, but boy, New York, it sounds like a real problem.
Yeah, not only is it happening, it's been happening for a while now, so... But supposedly it is in D.C., but I haven't heard any like firsthand stories about anybody actually running across them. So,
yeah, well, let's hope that stays the norm.
Last political note for you, Mark. A lot of political observers noting that Sarah Palin is going to a political dinner in Iowa this weekend. So, of course, everybody salivates over that. On a scale of 1 to 10, how much do you hope she runs for president in 2 years?
About a 27, I think. You know, but gosh, you gotta wonder who would be a great vice president for her to have. There's the endless possibilities. Well, you know, there was the thing that when originally came out that maybe Palin Beck was gonna be a ticket. You know, all we did was get on our knees and please, 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 please. couldn't get much better than that.
Yeah, I wouldn't hold your breath waiting for that one to happen.
No, I wouldn't either. And then there was rumors, you know, of course there's always rumors circulating around that Hillary's going to replace Biden as the vice president on the next ticket. So, you know, as long as we keep the Clintons in there, we don't mind a bit.
I can see a Obama reality show in picking who will replace Joe Biden on the ticket, because I got a pretty good feeling whoever it is, it won't be him next time.
Yeah, I think you're probably right.
Very interesting. Mark, thanks so much for being with us.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Mark Eaton, Master Impressionist of the Capitol Steps. Check them out every Friday and Saturday evening at the Reagan Building here in Washington. Learn more about their work online at capsteps.com, where you can get their latest CD, Liberal Shop of Horrors. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.